Patrick, the event I attended yesterday, and I'm going to let you give the details about the groundbreaking that I was at. This health and wellness facility is going to go way beyond anything I've seen. A facility that is going to change the face of that side of Charlotte, because you're putting in a building that's empty and vacant and on a part of town that makes it look like it's a dead zone, if you will. But when I look at the different ways you're going to integrate this with the community, it was pretty impressive.
Well, good morning, Tony, and thank you so much for having me on your show this morning. Yesterday was a great day, not just for the hospital, but and not just for Charlotte, but really for our region. And I think you really understood what Alive is about. It's and I was fearful that too many people would think that this was, you know, just another health club, just another wellness center. And I think you really, in your opening comments, really hit the nail on the head when you use the word community and vitality, and that's really what this project is about. It's about really making each individual person feel alive. And for each of us, that's unique. Each of us feel alive in our own way. And for some individuals, yes, that may be physical activity. But for others, it may be learning. It may be enrichment programs. It may be discovery. And there's just so many ways to use this building. And we've just touched on the programming opportunities that exist within each area.
Well, let's talk about the facility. It is going to be called Alive. It's a new health and wellness facility in Charlotte to be operated by the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. It's a huge project, $18 million project, in which you're taking an old Felposh store and I believe an old drugstore that was next to it, and just changing the area. Tell us about all the different phases and parts of this project.
Sure. Well, in addition to the 65,000 square feet of building that were originally in the Felposh and CVS store, we're adding an additional 15,000 square feet. So we're looking at a 80,000 square foot facility when it's all said and done. Within the building itself is just some tremendously exciting areas. Each area is named using a verb, again, with the notion of feeling alive, feeling active, feeling vital. And so just to kind of go through some of the bigger areas within the building, Journey is our women's health center. Empower is expanded physical, occupational, and speech therapy services. Move is the wellness and fitness area. Fuse is our integrative medicine facility. And then we have additional areas like Gather, which is our three-room conference center. Grow, which is child care facilities. Nourish, which is the cafe. And, even places like Store, the multi-purpose gym. And one thing that I think didn't get enough attention yesterday at the groundbreaking was a small area called Relish. Relish is a demonstration cooking kitchen, and we've just created so much programming and opportunity around us helping our region not only learn how to manage disease through healthy cooking, but also prevent diseases from occurring. We also envision so much social and recreational activities going on within the facility. And, again, the programming opportunities within each one of these areas is really just starting to emerge.
All right. Obviously, the baby boomer segment of society is getting bigger. And so those folks need more health care. They're living longer. They want to be healthier. So there's obvious a need and a niche that you're going to fill. But I think in watching the presentation of what I saw yesterday, and we're talking with Patrick Sestrich, who's the Director of Health and Wellness Services for the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. What I learned yesterday, Patrick, is and a pretty smart idea, if I could add that, you are really integrating yourself with the whole area in and around Charlotte from the aspect that there are going to be rooms where people can go and meet. There are going to be free places where people can go and play. There are going to be places where people can sit and talk and eat. And so as much as this will be a place for men, women, and children to go and find health services, it's going to be a focal point of that part of the community.
Most definitely. And this project is well beyond the hospital. This is truly a community project. We could not do this without our community, and the hospital is, you know, spearheading the project and getting things going with the beginning of construction yesterday. But it's really up to our community, up to our region, to continue to move this building to completion.
When did you get the idea? How long have you been in the planning stages for this, and whose brainchild was it?
Well, I'm not sure it was any one person. I actually came to the party a little later than when the hospital and the board of directors really had the vision of needing to expand, you know, what was traditional healthcare services, needing to, you know, emerge and have a more defined women's health service area, as well as expand physical, occupational, and speech therapy services. I really give so much credit to our board of directors, who had the vision to, you know, locate and purchase an old abandoned grocery store, and not just turn it into that women's health center and rehab facility that they had originally thought that could become, but really started thinking about you know, what it could be. And Matt Rush, our president and CEO, has just been absolutely amazing to work with, and he has really put in so much time and energy on this project, and really has helped move our hospital, moved our community towards this direction of Alive.
Well, I would imagine this is going to create a lot of employment opportunities.
It will, both in full-time positions within the building once it opens, but additionally, the over 100 temporary construction jobs that are created during this one-year construction project.
So groundbreaking was yesterday. When will we have the grand opening?
We're looking at opening about two-thirds of the building and really start to roll out programming the fall of 2011, basically a year from today.
Well, I got to tell you, Patrick, they're going to have to increase your salary and give you some more staff, because that's a big building. You're going to have a lot of stuff to do.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and these are the challenges that really, it's your alarm clock in the morning, it's your caffeine in the afternoon, it's what keeps you going. And again, I'm just so honored to be a part of this project and to be working hand in hand with, again, not just our community, but the region.
And it was pretty interesting to note that the artwork that you're going to use that's around the building, you used a local artist. There's going to be an effort to get local construction folks in there. So you folks have left no stone unturned.
Oh, and it goes well beyond that. Barbara Fulton has just been amazing in this area and has really shepherded groups like our restaurant committee, our women's health advisory committee, along with Maureen Shepherd, our CNO. You know, these groups continue to emerge and grow, and somehow they're all connected. And that's an amazing thing to be able to do, so that everyone's efforts, everyone's time, everyone's energy isn't off in different directions, isn't off doing their own thing, but it's all channeled. And really, as opposed to having all these little campfires around the area doing their own thing, you know, we feel Alive is that bonfire that kind of brings it all together, and everyone can focus their time, energy, and talents, you know, in one place to really have a tremendous impact on our community.
And Patrick, before I let you go, you just spoke of it. There are a lot of volunteer community or committees in which members of the community can be a part of. They can have a say on how things are run and operated, and they can take part in that. And you're looking for the community to do so. How do they participate?
You know, there's so many ways that you can participate in Alive, and, you know, beginning today. And, you know, I think it started yesterday with just getting people to begin to understand the project, really begin to understand what it is and what its potential is. So I think that's the first thing people can do. The second is moving it kind of from the mind to the heart, not only understanding it, but now having it to begin to resonate, beginning to believe in it. There's a tremendous amount of volunteer committees, whether it's, you know, community groups like Can Do or Charlotte's Step by Step or the Healthy Lifestyle Group through CAHA. There's so many groups and organizations out there that we're connected with, and so getting involved with any of those groups would connect you ultimately to Alive.
And Patrick, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then, of course, you know, we still have a ways to go on our funding. We've secured enough to again build out 2/3 of the building, but in order to keep moving and to finish the building, we definitely need grants, federal appropriations, major gifts, and community pledges. And you'll start to see and hear a little bit more about that in the coming year.
And if people want to partake in giving and volunteering for committees, how do they do that?
You know, you could have them contact me directly, and I could kind of be the gatekeeper and channel them into the various directions and put them in touch with the right people. So they could call me directly, and my phone number is 517-231-5223. And again, feel free, anyone, to call anytime, and I'll definitely make sure that I put you in touch with the right people.
Well, Carrie Rathbun-Hawks is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the hospital, and she knows how to throw a party. I had a good time, but, you know, I walked out of there, Patrick, with a little bit of a buzz. It was just fun to see such a cool project, and it went beyond dollars and cents. I get a sense of the hundreds of people that were there, that they're ready, willing, and able for this project.
Well, we look forward to the days coming, and again, appreciate your time and you not only taking your time to come yesterday, but really, I think you understand the project, and that's, it's not an easy project to understand.
All right, Patrick, enjoy your day today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.